Catherine News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump acknowledges that his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Amid growing fears of the economic fallout from tariffs and other policies, the president is defending his plan while admitting it could get a bit bumpy.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big.
Threatened tariffs have caused the stock market to sink, but the president claims he's ignoring Wall Street.
I'm not even looking at the market because long term, the United States will be very strong.
In the meantime, the NASDAQ has fallen more than 10% below its record set in December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump this week ordered a pause on U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Ukraine after the blow-up in the Oval Office between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Trump, and Vice President Vance. Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is negotiating more talks with Ukrainian officials next week.
We're now in discussions to coordinate a meeting with the Ukrainians in Riyadh or even potentially Jeddah. So the city is moving around a little bit, but it will be Saudi Arabia. And I think the idea is to get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire as well.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders committed to working together to bolster the continent's defenses and to free up hundreds of billions of dollars of euros for security. The agreement emerged Thursday after President Trump's repeated warnings that he would cut Europe adrift to face the threat of Russia alone. Wall Street sell-off kicked back into gear after tariff whiplash and falling AI stocks dragged the market lower, the Dow down by 536 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham begins his 2025 global schedule this weekend.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel on Saturday and Sunday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African country is just a little over 2 years removed from a brutal civil war and not the first that nation has endured. Christians make up about two-thirds of the Ethiopian population, and Graham is expected to receive a warm welcome. He will be joined by international Christian music stars and officials of the hundreds of churches that are hosting the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The military services have 30 days to figure out how they will seek out and identify transgender service members to remove them from the force. A memo sent to Defense Department leaders orders the services to set up procedures to identify troops diagnosed with or being treated for gender dysphoria by March 26. They will have 30 days to begin removing those troops. This is SRN News. A lawsuit has been filed related to the devastating wildfires in Southern California last January.
Los Angeles County says it's suing Southern California Edison. They allege the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton Fire. The fire destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. The lawsuit seeks to recover costs and damages sustained from the blaze that damaged essential community infrastructure. The complaint alleges that witnesses, photos, and videos indicate the fire started directly under Edison transmission lines in Eaton Canyon. Edison says it's reviewing the lawsuit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An adult who was infected with measles has died in New Mexico, though the virus has not been confirmed as the cause. State health officials announced the death Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.